Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And today's show, well, we continue our annual waltz across Texas. We're going to visit with veteran Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader David Veal, located in Pleasanton, Texas. He used to have all of South Texas, but with the new realignment and district makeups, he's now got basically the eastern part of the brush country. And catch up with him on what's taking place, what we're looking at hunting forecast-wise as we celebrate this national holiday of Texas with deer season that opens, the general deer season that opens this weekend. Plus, we're going to talk about some reminders for you hunters out there of what the role you play and what needs to be done. We've got that, plus news from around the state as well as the country. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our hill country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And mentioned that this is the national holiday of Texas this weekend as the general whitetail season is now open. And all weekend, then we move into 'tis the season to be frantic, the month of November with, you know, our holiday festivities that takes place. Got a message from a good friend, Harold, that sent me some information saying that beginning on this Tuesday, November 4th, China Garden we'll start opening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for lunch from 11 to 3.
Wonderful.
That gives us more options. And let me tell you, if you're going to a Houston Rockets game there at Toyota Center, China Garden is on Leland, just on the, I guess it'd be the south end of town.
Of the stadium.
By the Toyota, yeah, right. by Toyota Center garage.
Right, right.
And if you've not experienced it, it is the best.
It is the best.
Chinese food in Houston, and just phenomenal egg rolls, envision the oversized core, you know, in, say, a roll of toilet paper, okay?
Oh, okay.
I hate to use that as an example.
What a great example.
Talking
right.
about food.
Yes.
But it's bigger than that. You know, but it's that size.
Yeah.
And they're hand rolled. I think Richard said they make like 750 every day.
I can believe that. It's the best egg roll on the planet.
And food specialties, you'll end up having your favorite, but stop in. It's a great place to have holiday gatherings.
I'm so glad to hear that, though, because they shut that down during the pandemic, is what happened.
And the plandemic.
Yeah, the plandemic. And then we only open on Thursdays for lunch. You
right.
know? And it's just so good. And also, by the way, a great place to park in April when you go down to the NRA convention.
Oh, that's right. That is going to be
yeah.
here. Well, you know, speaking of parking,
really,
if you're going to an event, a concert or the Rockets game mm-hmm. Or anything that yeah. takes place in the Toyota Center, park in China Gardens parking lot,
mm-hmm.
go in and eat.
Right.
And then go to the
go
event.
Go to the event, yeah.
You know, so it's really... really, really pretty special.
But they're wonderful people, and what, 60 years at least now? I mean, a long
least,
time.
At least. Here in the Lone Star State this weekend, celebrate Texas State Parks Day, which is this Sunday, November 2nd. And, you know, lots of activities. If you've ever wanted to visit one of the 89 state parks,
uh-huh.
November 2nd is the time to do so. And then, of course, on November 11th coming up, we got Veterans Day,
yep,
and there's the opportunity to get the Parkland passport. Great, great opportunity. What do you got for us on?
Well, our friends in the mainstream media, okay.
Leave it to Herald.
The U.S. edition of the Daily Mail, right? That's the British tabloid, an online publication, finally done what the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms has expected. Publication is dubbed the scoped hunting rifle used in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk as a high-powered sniper rifle. Got to give the Daily Mail's U.S. political reporter Philip Nieto a little credit for revealing the depths of his anti-gun phobia, said chairman of this organization, Alan Gottlieb. They weren't even subtle about it. In true media fashion, the newspaper put the blame on the bolt-action rifle used in the slaying of Mr. Kirk. At least the reporter waited until the fourth paragraph. The paragraph to which Gottlieb refers, Kirk was shot in the throat by a high-powered sniper rifle while speaking to college students at Utah Valley University on September 10th. Tyler Robinson, 22, was charged with the murder and now faces the death penalty if found guilty. For years, Gottlieb recalled leaders in the Second Amendment community have expected the gun prohibition lobby to eventually demonize common bolt-action hunting rifles, especially ones equipped with telescopic sights, as sniper rifles. This one, allegedly used by Kirk, reportedly chambered for the... Well, I don't report it is. It's a Mauser 98 action. It's a custom rifle, actually. Mauser 98 action with a 30-06 barrel on it, which is a very popular conversion.
Oh, it, yeah,
you know,
for
very
years.
Popular for years and years and years. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, leave it to...
Yep.
Leave it to them to distort and just flat-out lie.
Mm-hmm.
Not on what was used, if mm-hmm. that's what it's correct.
Yeah.
But the application, and blame it on an inanimate object as opposed to the individual that's handling the weapon.
And they still don't get it that AR does not stand for assault rifle.
What does it stand for, Harold?
Armalite rifle.
Very good. We all recognize the tragic event that befell the Guadalupe River area of the Hill Country
uh-huh.
back on July 4th. And Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Wardens celebrate excellence in service, dedication, public, and safety. And there's a number of individuals that are being recognized. We're going to kind of split this up over a couple of weeks. But the Director's Medal of Valor, highest honor bestowed by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Law Enforcement Division, the prestigious award recognizes employees who distinguish themselves through acts of extraordinary courage and selflessness in the face of threatened danger. Serving as the tactical flight officer aboard TPWD's helicopter, Sergeant Brent Biggs, Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Warden Aviation, operated under treacherous conditions, placing his life at immediate risk, alongside pilot Lieutenant Robert Mitchell and helicopter rescue technician Gameworn Jacob Crum. He played a direct role in rescuing multiple individuals from the raging floodwaters of the Guadalupe River. Near dawn, with conditions rapidly deteriorating, John Compton, Medina County game warden and member of the Texas Game Warden Search and Rescue Team, launched a rescue boat into the debris-choked Guadalupe River alongside fellow game wardens. Fully aware of the risk to his own life, Compton helped pull victims from trees above the raging floodwater. Jacob Crumpton, Concho game warden and SAR team member, was lowered into the fast-moving debris-filled waters to extract stranded victims. Can't even imagine, something like that.
Yeah.
Despite hazardous weather and rising water, Ray Milloway, Lampasas County game warden and SAR team member, along with fellow game wardens, launched rescue boats into the turbulent Guadalupe River to reach trapped residents. Lieutenant Robert Mitchell, game warden aviation, flew through extreme treacherous conditions and surroundings, demonstrating exceptional skill and composure while conducting aerial search and rescue operations. Michael Serbenick, McLennan County game warden. And folks, I hope you're recognizing all these different areas that these game wardens served. I mean, it was truly all hands on deck. Here's the location.
That's right.
He's game warden and SAR team member, conducted rescue boat operations along the Guadalupe River, retrieving victims from trees and assisting with helicopter support rescues. And the last one in this set of awards, as floodwaters rose, Richard Whipp, Mills County game warden and SAR team member, and fellow game wardens launched boats into the debris-filled Guadalupe River, rescuing victims clinging to trees, assisting with helicopter extractions despite the dangerous conditions. Whipp's determination to protect others was obvious as he and his team worked countless hours for the rescue efforts. So, got a big show. Got David Veal, Texas Parks and Wildlife veteran district leader out of Pleasanton. We're going to be talking about South Texas. We're going to be talking about the roles hunters play, responsibilities that we have, and along with some suggestions on mentoring. So we got a good show headed your way.
Very good.
But right now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field to provide comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got several up at my place that I've had for over 20 years, still doing a wonderful job. And now, the Blind introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind, which I recently added to my collection. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
When you're in the market for a hunting blind, don't buy until you see that new VersaBlind.
Oh,
it's just absolutely phenomenal. You can see the blind lineup at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feed's two locations, Halliceville and Gonzales, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moisway Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and West Texas Game Feeders out there in good old San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, Buna and Kuntz.
There you go. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are the first two of four best days of the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday and Sunday, two more best days. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be active from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Friday and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from early in the morning until afternoon, until the early evening hours before sunset. Early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Let's get that clear, Harold. On Wednesday, November the 5th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend, Saturday through Wednesday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday is a three tide day with two high and one low. Friday through next Sunday will each have a single tide schedule, one high, one low.
All right, on the coast, tell you what, we've got, we finally have some weather. It's kind of like me in the studio going, where is Harold?
Well,
but it finally shows up,
yes,
you know?
Yes, there you go. Well, unfortunately, we did have, you know, that cold front come in, which is a nice start for this good weekend.
You notice that?
Yes, I did. I'm bald-headed. I notice that all the time. It's very easy.
Yeah, the first true cool front of the year showed up. And as we say, when you're fishing the coast, when the north wind blows, you know, water is pushed out. That's pushing water out of the back marsh areas. That's true over in southwest Louisiana, Lake Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, upper Texas coast, all the way down to Matagorda. Don't forget, Texas coast does have a curve.
Ah, yes, it does.
You know, and so your wind direction and impact to the coast will be somewhat different. But water temperatures are going to chill down. I think we saw the past few nights, the end of this week and this weekend. Even notice North Padre, where mm-hmm. my son lives.
Yeah.
The air temperature got down into the upper 40s mm-hmm. at night, which yeah. is really surprising.
Right.
But cool weather, it's going to impact how fish respond. They're going to be hanging around deeper water, and this is just across the board. When it warms up, they're going to move to shallow flats and be feeding. Dan O. Wise just submitted his report for December, his Coast Watch, and he made a great observation that with the forecast of warmer than normal conditions, we're going to have different size baits. Normally in the wintertime, the smaller bait has grown up, and you can use larger size baits because what they're feeding on is larger.
Okay.
All right. But this year, there's going to be a mix, and so you're going to need to truly match the hatch on the size bait that fish are foraging on. Back lake areas will be great when the tides are moving in. Then you've got out on the beachfront when the tides fall. Middle and lower coast, absolutely phenomenal. Normally it's a lot warmer, but this year has not been anything but normal when it comes to fishing. One final thought for y'all looking for a place to fish. Don't forget the beachfront. You're going to see bull redfish. You're going to see some trout. Still got the warmer water in the Gulf. And you've got out to 9 nautical miles the opportunity to fish for red snapper, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Mm.
What's going on our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Conroe, catfishing is excellent on baited areas in 10 to 30 feet of water. Bass are biting well around grass beds and docks on creature baits and crankbaits on windblown points and near shad schools. Crappie are being caught on structure in 12 to 19 feet of water, mostly on hair jigs and minnows. Fork, morning bass bite is good. With topwaters, buzzbaits, poppers, sexy dogs on points around grass. Work chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, and flukes off the edge of grass and in the flats. Crappie can be found throughout the lake in 10 to 40 feet of water, seeing lots of fish still on brush piles, underwater bridges, and shallower trees in 10 to 20 feet. Lake of the Pines, bass are still being caught in shallow water around shoreline cover and creek swings. Productive baits include Texas rig creature baits, spinner baits, and bladed jigs. Crappie remain consistent on standing timber in 15 to 20 feet of water, with fish holding in 8 to 12 feet. Minnows and small jigs continue to produce. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good. Working topwater baits subsurface quickly or using Carolina rigs off points in 12 to 15 feet of water. Tyler, channel cats are good on cut bait, liver, and night crawlers in 6 to 8 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows in 16 to 20 feet of water on brush piles. Bodark, good bass topwater action with choppos or spook-type baits early around pond weeds or grass. Windblown banks with grass are producing good catches with spinnerbaits and chatterbaits in 1 to 3 feet of water. Try and match the size of the bait in the water. Fayette, bass are in 12 to 15 feet of water with shaky heads or drop shots. Along the reeds, cast rattle traps, swim baits, or underspins. Texoma, striper fishing is good on live bait. Water temperature in the low 70s and falling. Watch for gulls working active fish near the river channels and on shallow flats. Fish are on humps and ledges in 25 to 45 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where the bite's picking up with two bass over 9 pounds checked in this past week. Most of the action coming from shallow water in the 0 to 6 foot range. Reaction baits such as chatterbaits, otters, squarebills are producing well in the morning. Choke Canyon, we're back to bank anglers because all the ramps are closed. But good action on black bass, white bass, crappie with excellent catches of catfish and channel cats. Brownwood, bass to 4.96 pounds are excellent in 3 to 8 foot of water on wake baits, hags, green, pumpkin, tornadoes along shoreline grass with chatterbaits, crankbaits, and jigs in the brush in 5 to 12 feet of water. Crappie are excellent to 15 inches in 12 to 20 feet of water. Coleman, bass are good to 3 pounds on small finesse worms in 10 to 15 feet. Crappie are good to 2 pounds on jigs and minnows in 10 to 15 feet. And wrapping up the west and north Texas, or west Texas area, we've got Meredith. Walleye are great throughout the lake, day or night. Jigs with pearl blue or white grubs and white or blue chatterbaits continue to be the most productive bait.
Heading to the Hill Country on Canyon, there's an early morning largemouth bass topwater bite with small walking baits or poppers. Look at windblown main lake points and pockets. LBJ, channel and blue cats are good in 20 to 25 feet of water on mid-lake points using punch bait. Travis, bass are good with water temperatures in the high 70s. Water clarity is good as a couple of feet on the lower end of the lake. A weedless swim bait fished around flooded brush has been really good in the mornings.
All right, on the hunting scene, Central and South Texas first split dove season has closed. The north zone will continue through November 9. Of course, this weekend, we keep reminding everyone that the general whitetail season opens statewide. And then the south zone That will run through January 18. In the North Zone, January 4. And, of course, then there's some later special hunting opportunities that's available. Coinciding with that is the fall season for Rio Grande Turkey. Duck season in the South Zone, the regular duck season, opens this weekend and runs through the 30th of the month. Second split will be December 13 through 25. Check your Texas Parks and Wildlife annual or app for more detailed information.
Okay.
All right. What have you been driving?
On and off, and I really like this vehicle. Back when I was somebody, I was traveling around the country test driving. I got to go to Telluride to test out the first version of this vehicle. Now it's the 2025 Kia Telluride SX Prestige X Pro V6 all-wheel drive.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop. Yeah. What size is it?
A big midsize. Big. It's just a little less than a full size, which would be a Tahoe or a Suburban.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Three rows, all leather. This thing is fine. It's got a 3.8-liter gas bell, direct injection V8, V6 engine, 291 horsepower, 5,500 pounds of towing, rock-solid ride, active on-demand all-wheel drive, self-leveling rear suspension, tow modes, a lot of safety, surround view monitor, blind spot monitor. One thing I like about these on the dash, you got the tack on one side. This is a digital. Tack on one side, speedometer on the other. And when you click your turn signal, they become a screen. So you get a really big view of what's behind you and beside you more than mirrors do. I really like that accessory on these things. Big 12.3 screen view display, heads-up display on this thing. Big Harman Kardon premium audio system. Digital rear view mirror, you got to get used to that one. Heated and ventilated power adjustable front seats and second row captain's chairs, which are really nice. Dual sunroofs, 18-inch black finished alloy wheels, all-terrain tires, X-Pro exterior styling, midnight lake blue paint job on this thing, gorgeous carpeted floor mats, carpet in the back, all kind of carpet. And what I love about these, always tell people about them too, is the wonderful 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So the thing is really comfortable, great ride. A lot of capability, decent mileage, 23 miles per gallon on the highway. Loaded to the gills, 56, which is a really good value for this thing because it is first class. The 25 Kia Telluride SX Prestige X Pro V6 all-wheel drive.
All right, before we go to break, I want to remind everybody that this Sunday, 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we go back to God's time. It's when your watch and clocks are in sync with the sunrise and sunsets and the way it was
intended.
And the
animals.
And the animals, right. Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to South Texas. Pleasanton, to be specific. Texas Parks and Wildlife Veteran District Leader David Veals on his way.
Join Texas Trophy Hunters and SCI January 9th through the 11th for the biggest hunting and outdoor show in Dallas, Texas at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Book the hunt of a lifetime with trusted outfitters from all over the world. Join us for raffles, auctions, and nightly events with live entertainment and find all the gear you need for your next adventure at the Outdoors Extravaganza, January 9th through the 11th. Get tickets today at OutdoorsExtravaganza.com. Brought to you by Texas Trophy Hunters and SCI.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their brand new 52,000 square foot headquarter, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and FeederMax Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. And going on this Saturday,
yes,
you get the preview. It is the open house.
Ah.
And coming up on the 28th of this month is their big grand opening. But let me tell you what, if you need something, plumbing, hardware, tack, ropes,
beef,
Wagyu beef, drive-through, pick up your bag products, it's there at Spear Ag. Great, great people, great, great brand-new facility. One of the great things over the years that I've had the pleasure of doing, and that's working with Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. And, you know, there's the guys that come in new and we pick on them. And then there's guys as they hang around for a while, we learn from them, and they get to be called veteran. And our guest today is certainly a veteran, David Veal from Pleasanton, Texas. David, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys, I like coming in behind that Spear Ag stuff. They've always been really great to work with us. I'm going to have to get out there and go check out that new facility they're building out there.
It absolutely is amazing. Yeah. I mean, 52,000 square feet, and
nice.
It's just absolutely amazing. It's any and everything you could possibly want. You know, over the years, you've been a great contributor, as other district leaders have, to the October issue with the hunt forecast. But
yes,
there's things people that don't get the benefit of when we're just talking off the air or not on the record, and that's some updates. But let's start with the hunting forecast coming out of last season. What kind of a hunt harvest did you all have, and was there a significant carryover that impacted what we got this year?
We had a good year. I mean, it wasn't a particularly cold year, but we didn't have a lot of moisture. And so I think we were okay, you know, coming out of the winter last year. And then it was kind of dry, late winter. But then we got some, late spring, early summer rains, and we were thinking, man, we maybe turned the corner on this. And then it just completely shut off for the most part. And so, you know, where we were when the written forecast was submitted is a little bit better than where we are now. Some of our country did get a little bit of rain here just recently, but a lot of people missed it. And so it's really going to come down to how well did you manage that grass and herbaceous cover that you got in early summer through the late summer. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, a lot of my country's been dry, dry, dry.
Let me ask you this, because it has been a crazy year and forecasts have been all over the place with reality. But normally, once cool fronts start coming in and they collide with the warm moisture off the Gulf of America, there's usually some rains that kick in. You expect that again this year? I mean, with fingers crossed?
We simply didn't get it. So, you know, September and October are kind of generally fairly wet months for us. You know, we kind of grind our teeth to get through July, August, you know, and come September we start getting a little bit of rain, and man, it just didn't materialize this year. We've just had this front come through, so that's good, but we even missed a lot of that rain in South Texas, whereas when you get over to the coast, they got rain with it.
Sure.
And they certainly got more rain throughout the summer as you get over towards Victoria, you know, Corpus, over that country has done a little bit better, but as you got farther inland, man, it wasn't a good summer.
Coming out of spring, when antlers start growing and mama start putting babies on the ground, what kind of...
So we got it then. We right. got it right then. All right. And so I think your ground nesting birds, both your quail and your turkey, you know, when they were, you know, having their hatches, things were still in pretty good shape, and it just slowly declined throughout the year. And so as frames of antlers were getting set, yeah, man, things were still rocking along. So I'm hoping we're going to be average to slightly above average on antler quality this year. We've already seen some great deer being killed during archery and MLD season. So, you know, I'm hopeful on that. And then I think your initial hatch of your ground nesting birds was above average. How much survival did you get throughout that long hot or long moderate summer, I guess, dry summer, is going to depend on how much grass you conserved, how much cover you had, how much thermal cover you had.
Now, David, this Harold, let me ask you something. Now that Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young are scoring javelinas, you still yes. got a few of those down there, don't you?
Oh yeah, always have, always will. Yep, nope. They're scored off of skull measurements. You know, the length and width of the skull. And yeah, no, we'd be happy to have anybody that feels like they've got one get it scored and see how it goes.
You know, when a kid growing up, high school, college, young adult days, hunting with my dad and his buddies out of Cotulla on some of Dick Vesper's property, we would run into plenty of Bob Whites, but we'd also have our dogs frustrated with blue quail. How are blue quail faring? We don't talk about them very much.
Yeah, there's some research projects going on right now on some private land and the Chaparral WMA over there. You know, they've always stuck a little bit more to that brushier country, that limestone soil country, you know, kind of down along the river, you know, within a county or two of the weather of Rio Grande, you know, but kind of coming in on some of that habitat. They're okay, just like everything. But I think we're looking at some research projects to kind of try to narrow down, like, what is it that makes them work or whatnot. They can subsist in a little bit drier country than the bobwhites can.
Quail hunters, if you've not been in around blue quail, be prepared to have your dogs frustrated.
No. And why?
They're going to run, and that's a plus.
And be a young man, because you're going to do some brush busting to keep up with them. Before we get out of this hunt forecast, waterfowl.
Yes,
and again, agricultural practices in part of the Lone Star State have certainly changed, certainly west of Houston and southwest of Houston. Birds are moving to other areas. We know that 85% of the redhead population overwinters along our middle and lower coast. But on the stock tanks, the lakes in South Texas, what shape are they in for birds coming in?
Yeah, so coast is the coast, right? It's always going to hold birds. And
right.
Like I said, they've gotten some rains down there. I was fortunate enough to catch kind of the tail end of that Katy Perry stuff, goose hunting out there back in the 90s. That was a beautiful thing. But, man, that's all houses these days, right?
Oh, yeah.
As you move back inland, you know, Choke Canyon has just been an absolute nightmare from an access standpoint, low water. Corpus Christi's, you know, municipal water supply woes are, you know, nobody cares about waterfowl when it comes to that, right? And when you look at Choke being a secondary water supply for the city of Corpus, who's had all their political issues with water supply down there, not shocked that that's been at a low level. As far as smaller properties, it really just depends on how well you're managing them. If you're able to draw down your lake levels and flood them back as you see fit, man, if you've got water across South Texas, you're going to likely have ducks this year. And so it just depends. I have some unmanaged ponds I get the privilege of hunting, and, you know, not a lot of cover around them this year. So it's going to be hard to hide. Looks like there's still some vegetation out there, you know, submerged vegetation. But, it could be a tough year for ducks. But if you've got good habitat, you should have a good year. And, of course, they upped the pintail numbers to 3 per day this year. I was covered up, fortunately, with those dudes last year, but could only kill one a day. Now that I can kill three, I'm probably not going to see one.
Hunter's luck. That's right.
Course,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, David, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break.
Yes, sir.
Hang on with us, because we're going to make a shift from hunt forecast to talk about hunter responsibility afield and just some tips that you and I have discussed over the years. So,
yes,
folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be back with David Veal right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
All right, told you it was going to be a quick break. We're back with Texas Parks and Wildlife veteran district leader David Veal.
Is that another way of saying old man?
Yeah, but I'm still ahead of you. I can't pick too hard. You know, we talk over the years, and when we've talked about examples of where hunting opportunities, the department has tried to get hunters involved. One that comes to mind is the Axis population around Garner State Park, put in for a draw. Hunters showed up, and everybody was waiting for that 36-inch Axis buck to show up, as opposed to doing a job of removing, you know, the animals, the mouths off the rangeland. How
right.
important is that when for hunters to follow their management plan and get those extra critters off?
Well, and I think the year, like we've talked about, where it's been a pretty tough year, the sooner you can get those mouths off the range, the less vegetation they're going to eat that other animals could utilize, right? And so a lot of people have a tendency to, oh, we're going to buck hunt the first half of the season, then we'll come in tail end of the year and clean up our numbers, when it really should be the opposite. I know that's not, you know, human nature. We're all out there. We all like antlers, right? But the earlier you can get those mouths off the range, the better it's going to do you. I hope it rains at some point. And I hope we get some rain. But we're about to exit the growing season, too, and so you're going to kind of be in that winter dormancy period. And even if we get rain, that'll help us next year, but it's not going to do a lot for what we need right now.
From a practical standpoint, of course, we're opening this weekend statewide, but the peak of the rut in South Texas typically occurs, around 15th, 20th of December?
Yep. So later than most of the other parts of the state. So, yeah, right around that 10th or 15th of December is when we kind of have that peak. And, you know, how much it's visible depends on a lot of things. The cold weather, the moon phase, you know, all these different things influence how much you're seeing it. But the rut itself is basically influenced by day length.
Yeah, but the point that I want people to think about it, and just practical, using a little common sense,
mm-hmm.
you see does out moving, and they're kind of congregated. Bachelor groups may have been broken up already, but the opportunity to take a doe when things get hot and heavy, you know, that event of a doe being taken is going to be probably forgotten, wouldn't you think, David?
Yep, yes, sir.
So,
let me jump in again, though. Getting back to the axis, people that have never eaten that don't realize, you know, keep the antlers. I want the meat.
Well, and you know, you talk about some of those drawn hunts, some of those youth hunts. I mean, we can talk about that a little bit, too.
Please.
I mean, I think probably the best program going is Texas Youth Hunting Program. It's a joint program between TPWD and Texas Wildlife Association. That's where you basically can register your kid for hunts. It's a pretty minimal fee. There is, you know, some fee associated with it, but they work with some of the larger ranches that need to get some of their deer harvested off there, and so they'll bring a group of kids out. They have a hunt master, but you know, we all complain about kids being, you know, stuck to a screen these days and not being in touch with the natural world, and if somebody's not making an effort to get those kids out in the field and get them hunting, they're not going to have that connection to the land. And when we look at, you know, today's landowners, like, who are they going to pass their land on to when they're gone? If their kids don't have a connection to that land, they're going to sell that place, turn into houses, and go cash that check, right? And that's like, for me, it was very important for all of my kids to kill their first deer on some family property that we had. They're always going to have that connection. And if they don't have that connection to the land, they're never going to think hunting's important.
Absolutely. And the mentoring that takes place with family members is vital. I know that you can take them to the range, you can watch them, you can school them, they can go to take the hunter's education course, but when it's time to go in the field, you as the mentor be also the safety net.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, don't just turn the kids loose and go, okay, you've been to school, you've done this. Oversee them for the first few times until they prove themselves.
And those are some of my most precious moments with my kids in a hunting blind. Like, you know, you hear your kid getting buck fever and hyperventilating. Dude, I can't keep from laughing at that. It's awful.
Oh, sure. The shared experience, that's just so important.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I think, and also, you know, getting to know the drawn hunt system, you know, Texas catches a lot of flack for our lack of public land, and it really goes back to a history thing, right? So, you know, we were a country before we were a state. We weren't a territory that came right into the Union, and so because of that, we sold off a lot of our lands to pay debt, you know, way back when, right? And so that's, you know, people that move here from other states are like, well, we need more access to land, and I totally agree with that. But most of those states with large public lands, it's not like they went and bought them. They just never gave them up in the first place. And so it's a very different thing here in Texas. And so, unfortunately, a lot of our public hunt opportunity is drawn hunts, and it can be a little intimidating. And it's not like the western states where if you put in for 4 years, you're going to get drawn, or you put in for 12 years, you're going to get drawn. I know people that have been putting in at the Chaparral WMA for 35 years and haven't gotten drawn, right? But that's probably the highest, you know, the highest number of folks putting in, just like there's one pronghorn hunt up in the panhandle. Your chance of getting drawn for that ain't nothing. But if you just want to go shoot a doe, there's a bunch of state park and WMA hunts that don't fill up for some of those antlerless hunts. So, you know, look in the book, see what some of that is. Don't be afraid to call around to area managers. Look at the WMAs or state parks that are closest to you. Call up there and ask them, like, hey, man, do y'all usually fill up on your hunts? Nope. There's some standby opportunities there.
There you go. You know, David, just like our phone calls, I'm going to have to rein you in because you're just a wealth of information and a lot of fun. We're out of time. Our guest today.
Thank you.
David Veal, Veteran Parks and Wildlife District Leader out of Pleasanton. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, David. Time well spent.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. And the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we're raising some funds.
Absolutely. November the 4th, San Angelo Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in San Angelo at the Stables at Fort Concho. For info on that, go to ducks.org. November the 6th, Corpus Christi Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Banquet, Robstown, held at the Richard Borchard Fairgrounds. Again, ducks.org for information on that. And go to one of those great events stylishly in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Okay, hunting season, any season. Light. You need light, friends. Hybrid Light is now the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They have neat little kits that contain like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. So just go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code Texas20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping. Texas20 is the code at hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife veteran leader David Veal from Pleasanton, Texas. And off mic, we were during the break, we were talking about kids and other opportunities.
Yes.
And opening weekend, whoever the mentor is taking the kid out, hopefully you're taking a backpack with you,
mm-hmm.
a little day pack.
Right.
Got some munchies,
you know. Sure.
Certainly got something to stay hydrated. Maybe some tools to carry with you.
Right.
All those the kid sees, and those tools and backpacks become great Christmas gifts.
Yeah, that little folding saw to cut those limbs that are in the way,
all that stuff.
Sure, all the tools.
Yeah. So, encourage the kid to learn by observation,
Who we got next week?
Next week, we're going to wrap things up on our annual Waltz Across Texas. District Leader Eric Garza for South Texas. This is all along the Rio Grande River.
Mm-hmm.
And District Leader Ryan Schmidt for the Western Edwards Plateau.
Covering the state, friend. Do check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. See a list of our wonderful affiliate stations and some of our really wonderful sponsors. And the shows can be played there, okay? Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers and Spear Ag and The Blind. So join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.